Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. It's so good to see you. And on these 50 wonderful days of Easter, where we're learning how the good news of Jesus Christ, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, changes everything. We heard there'll be a new heaven, a new earth in our second reading that Terry did. We heard that what God creates is good, and old rules about good food and bad food, kosher and non-kosher, really is changing. And we hear today a special mandate from Jesus. He said, it's like his, you know, when somebody's on their deathbed, and in the old days, there'd be people sitting around writing down what they said. Like when Martin Luther, some of his last words were, we are beggars, which he really meant that we really rely on God in everything. But Jesus says, this is what I want you to remember. If people follow you by following me, then he said, you know, Torah's important. Ten commandments are important. You know, they're important. But see, to Jesus, I think, they were like, there's an old Sufi tale about the finger pointing to the moon. And sometimes we focus too much on the finger. But we're supposed to look at the moon. And Jesus is pointing us to God. And we heard in 1 John 4, God is love. Yeah. St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians, he said, these three things remain, faith, hope, and love, the cardinal virtues. But the greatest of these is
love.
Yeah. So he's saying the way to enter into this Easter 50 days, this way of Jesus is the way of love. And love, basically, that Jesus is talking about, the word agape, which is a love of God, a love that loves us and we love others. It's a love. Well, Paul Tillich, a wonderful theologian, Lutheran theologian, said it best. Love is that power that drives to reunite that which is separated. In fact, you know, we have a new pope since I've been gone. A wonderful pope died, a new pope from America. And what do they call the pope? The pontiff. Pontiff basically is from a Latin word meaning bridge builder. Build the connections. That's what Jesus is saying. You know, when you love your enemy, then your enemy becomes your neighbor. And how did Jesus say to treat the neighbor?
Love
your neighbor as yourself. Yes. So that power to drive to reunite. And as I was going through this, the lessons and praying about God's word, I was thinking about when I was a student at the Institute of Former Spirituality at Duquesne University. I had a genius of a man, Adrian von Kahn. And we had to really look at Christianity deeper than the teachings, but to the spiritual reality, the spirit of what Christianity is all about. And in order to understand your own tradition, he wanted you to learn a different tradition, because when you do that, you can look at your own tradition in a different way and see the other tradition in a different way. And so I looked at Buddhism. And I saw there's differences, of course, with Buddhists and Christians, but there's similarities. And one of the things I saw is a thing called loving kindness practice. Loving kindness practice, which is called metta. And if you know, our class, I think it was about the Martin Luther class, and she's not here, but Terry Sharlin led us in a metta exercise. But metta basically means that loving kindness. And the discipline is you start with somebody you love, like Mir. But I love Joan more, but I love you too, Mir. You know, there's that. You think about your family. You spread this love out to your family. And then you spread it out to your neighborhood. Then to Allegheny County. Then to the state. Then to the United States. Then to all the world. Then to all the cosmos and stars and chipmunks and worms and robins. And it's a discipline of having loving kindness through all sentient beings. That's why sometimes Buddhists have a hard time when they walk. They don't want to step on an ant, because you love all the creation to radiate out this love. And it's kind of like the Christian agape love, for love in the New Testament, a love that wishes well, that serves the other well, even if you don't like that person. Remember, Marilyn, you were saying love means you love the person, but you don't have to like them, you said in class, which is very insightful. A love that even goes to the enemy and makes the enemy a neighbor. Even other traditions have kind of something like this. The Muslims, the Shintos, the Confucianism, Judaism, they have the commandment, you know, love your neighbor as yourself. They all have that. Sometimes it's negative. Don't do to anybody else that you don't want them to do to you. But it's very similar. But Jesus says something a little deeper. He says what? Just as I have loved you, so you should love one another. And how does Jesus love us? He goes all the way. No greater love has a person than to lay down one's life for one's friends. He went to the cross for us. He gave everything for us. So in Jesus' command, Jesus is inviting us to follow him, to follow, not just to think it's nice to love people, not just to say, okay, well, that's really nice, but then you leave church and don't practice it. No, it's a way to practice something that is earth-shaking. Thierry de Chardin said, you know, we study science and gravity and all this stuff, and it's revolutionary. But when we start really having compassion and true love for one another, and the world gets more and more into this kind of community, a beloved community, that's going to be the second revolution. This is not feelings, because some days, believe it or not, Joan doesn't like me, but she's still married to me. She still cares for me, and then we get over it. And then she always says, you say you love me, Fred, well then show it. So I do the dishes, and that turns her on. She really loves that. Or clean the toilet. That's a big one. Cleaning the toilet, she thinks. That's wonderful. So love is a decision. Love is an action. And you can't do it. I mean, you can't do it on your own. That's why in a few weeks we're going to learn that Jesus doesn't give us commands that he doesn't back up. He gives us the gift of the Holy Spirit. You talked about it a little bit today, Dave, yeah. The Holy Spirit, the power that works in us and through us as a conduit to others, the Holy Spirit. And we are going to, after that, we're going to be looking at God. Who is God? The Holy Trinity. And St. Augustine said, like, God the Father is the lover, God the Son is the beloved, and that interaction is the Holy Spirit, which gives us the energy and experience of God. And as we join in that, then we become part of it too. Part of this love dance, this love energy, this gift from God. And this kind of love we know in our heart, and then we are called to share that love with others. And that might mean cleaning the toilet. It might mean taking out the garbage. It might mean getting up 4 o'clock in the morning and help the baby and give the baby a bottle. It might mean changing your schedule in sacrificial kindness for the other person. Or it might mean like two young people, they fall in love, they're attracted to one another, like Dave's son and his daughter-in-law, and they fall in love and they promise to be there for each other in sickness and health until death do us part. And then in that love, a little baby Chloe is born, and that family, that husband and wife become a family, and you'll find out that there's more, and you know this, there's more sacrifice when there's more people, but there's more wonder and love in that too. That's part of the love. There also go through times when, you know, as following Jesus Christ, who is the only successful lover that God raised from the dead, that there might be times you have to go against the grain and don't go along just to get along. And you might have some backlash there, but to pray to God and pray the Holy Spirit gives you the strength. This is all part of that agape love, the love of Christ that has touched our hearts and makes it possible for us then to love other people. You know, God raised Jesus from the dead. There's a radical change going on here. There's a new heaven and a new earth going on here. And it changes lives. People that we know, and people that we love and pray for and give money for that we don't know. Let me tell you about a story about somebody. Vila Mugabe. Vila Mugabe lives in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And Vila is married to a wonderful man and a little girl, about 4 years old. She had a little house and she had a little garden behind her house. Loved her neighbors, her friendly people, help each other out. And then one day, rebel militia attacked the village. They attacked with machetes. K-47 rifles, chop people's arms off, their ears off, their noses off, they shot people in the head. Vila's husband ran and said, go, go. So they got the daughter, and other women and children, and they went into the forest, the jungle, and they had to pull off their ropes so they wouldn't get lost. They heard the shots, they heard the scream behind them, they just kept going and going until they found this place. There was hardly any food at this place in here. There was hardly any clean water. But she and her daughter got there safely, and her husband, unfortunately, was killed. They ran, they got bushes together, trying to, they got soaked. Luckily, for many years, Lutheran World Relief served in Eastern Congo. Lutheran World Relief came. The time that Vila said, like that, the life was over. They brought clean water. They brought firewood. They brought food. They brought basins to wash your face. They brought clean the trees so the disease wouldn't be. Lutheran World Relief got there and helped. That they helped her find work that she was needing. Self-sufficient. She had a food. She had food standing up with her daughter. And she said, Lutheran World Relief saved your life. Saved your life. You did that. You're giving to the world. People don't even know. You say the Congo, but also River, helping people out in California, in Texas, 130 degree temperatures. We're helping people where they see. Lutherans, like they told us, you give the Lutherans the first there, last to leave. And we have the highest rate of any charity. Wow. That's my point. But the Holy Spirit doesn't just work there. The Holy Spirit works. You can feel that. Don't you feel that in your heart? There's a time. You think of somebody. Somebody that, you know, that's somebody that you feel you should visit. Somebody you should give a phone call to. Give a letter to. Somebody that's in the hospital that maybe you should visit. So you think about it. But don't just think about it. Then make a plan. How can I really help that person? The agape love calls for the word incarnation. When Jesus was born, incarnation, love was incarnate. God's work, your hands, works through you. Do that act of love and step back and watch the miracle. Jesus said today, I love you. That's my disciples. This is how people will know they can follow me. Love one another. As I love you. Today, again, so many ways you do that. Today, again, think of how you can do that. And then how that can open. Bless everything. The power that we receive, the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ. The peace of God that passes all every understanding, your hearts and lives, in Christ Jesus our Lord.